We're in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, says the Mishnah. Hamagarish es ha'isha vechzira muteres liabim. So the case over here is that a guy was, we're not talking about a ketan over here, we're talking about just regular case where a guy divorces his wife and then he takes her back. So the first opinion is that she's mutter to the yavam. Rabbi Eliezer, Oser. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, she's Oser. We'll see the reason for Rabbi Eliezer in a minute. The first opinion of the Chachamim, that of the Tanakhama, says that she's mutter to the Yavam. That's because the woman is seen as falling into Yibum from her marriage to the husband. We might have thought that we would see this woman as, since she was married to this man and then divorced, at the moment that she was divorced, she became Grushas Achiv, the divorcee of his brother. That's an Isser, and no Yibum is going to happen from that because they're divorced, they're not married. So we might have thought that even after they get married again, that the Nefila, the falling of this woman into Yibum, really happened because of the first marriage. We don't say that. We say that she did not fall until the time of the death. We don't say she started falling already from the first marriage, and therefore she was Usser because she was Grushas Achiv in the middle, the divorcee of his husband. No, we say she didn't fall until the time of the death of the husband, and at that time she was his wife, and the Yibum comes and matters that. So even though Yibum cannot come and matir the divorced woman of his brother, the Grushas Achiv, it can come and matir and allow the wife of his brother. And that's the way we see it. We see the falling happen from the time of death, not from the time of the beginning of the first marriage. Rabbi Eliezer, again, he disagrees, and he says that it's usur for this woman to do Yibum, and we'll see his opinion in a moment. Continues the Mishnah, V'chein ha-megareish es ha-yisoma, Vechzira muteres liyavam. Similarly, someone who divorces the Yisoma, now we're in a case with a ketana, and then he takes that ketana back. So that ketana becomes mutter to the yavam at the death of the husband after the husband took her back. Rabbi Eliezer oser. Rabbi Eliezer again disagrees and osers. Continues the Mishnah, ketana shehisiya aviha v'nizgarsha ki Yisoma b'chayi ha'av. We discussed this case a couple of times, that a ketana who her father marries off, then she gets divorced. So now, even if the father goes and remarries her, she's considered like an orphan while her father is still alive. The reason is because when the father has the right biblically, the ability biblically to marry her off, so de'oraisa, she's married. Now, once she gets divorced, she's no longer considered in the domain of the father. The father has no right to marry her off again, de'oraisa. So the father marrying her off now after her gerushin is as if the mother married her off or the brothers married her off who don't have the ability, de'oraisa, to marry her. That's called a yisoma b'chaye av, even though the father is alive, he does not have the domain over her like the father normally would, because this is after she left his domain through the first marriage and then got divorced. Finishes the Mishnah, says, hechzira divri hakol asura liyavam. So now this case of a yisoma b'chaye ha'av is, the Mishnah discusses now, what if the guy took her back? So again, the father married off the daughter when she was a ketana. That's a de'oraisa marriage. Now the husband divorces her while she's still a ketana, and the father goes back and marries her off again to the same guy. Now everybody's going to agree over here, she's not allowed to do yibum, she's also to the yavam. The reason over here is that the first marriage was de'oraisa. So she's a Grushas Achiv de'oraisa. The second marriage is only derabanan. And that rabbinic second marriage, we do not say over there that it has the ability to take her out of her status of being Grushas Achiv because it's only rabbinic. So we're really looking at a woman, de'oraisa, who's the divorcee of this husband. And even though she's remarried to him, that remarriage is only rabbinic. So we're not going to allow there to be a yibum to the brother, because vis-a-vis the brother, she is a Grushas Achiv. Getting back to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion earlier in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer wanted to usher every woman who returned to her husband after divorce from ever doing Yibum, from being mutter to do Yibum. His reason is because of this woman, Ayusoma Bachaya Av. This woman who is a orphan while the father is still alive, this last case in the Mishnah, he makes a gezeira, he makes an injunction as a fence around this. We don't want people to get confused. So he said anytime a woman returns to her husband after divorce, there is going to be no yibum. Continues the Mishnah, the second Mishnah, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Shnei achim nesuin l'shtei achayos, yisomos ktanos, umeis ba'ala shel achas mehen. The case over here is we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. They're married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. These two sisters are both yesomos ketanos, which means they're orphaned, and they are minors. And therefore they were married off by their mother or their brother. Now what happens when one of these men dies? Let's say Shimon dies. So now Shimon was married to Leah, and Reuven was married to Rachel. So Reuven and Rachel are still married. Now you have a problem, because now Shimon's wife, Leah, is falling out to Reuven. But obviously that can't be because they're sisters. So that would be back to the very first Mishnah in the Masechta, that when an erva falls out, she's pater, she's exempt. There is no yibum, there is no chalitza. So says the Mishnah, in this case where they're both minors, and they were both orphans, so their marriage was only rabbinic, says the Mishnah, Teitse Mishum Achos Isha. The woman who's falling, Leah, is free to go and marry whoever she wants. There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, because her sister is married to Reuven. Now, that's because both sisters are at the same level of marriage. They're both rabbinic marriages, so we see it, it's working as if everything is on the same playing field, on the same plane. Continues the Mishnah, V'chein Shtei Harashas. Also, two women who are both deaf and mute, since their marriage is only rabbinic also, so if there are two sisters, now Leah and Rachel are sisters, but instead of being minors, they are deaf and mute, so when Leah falls out, she's also exempt because her sister is married to the Yavam. Now the Mishnah takes a different type of a case. Now we're going to take a case of Gedola V'Ktana, where one of these women was a Gedola, was a mature woman who got married deraisa. The other one was a katana, and so her marriage is only rabbinic. Now what happens when Meis Bala Shel Katana? Now the husband of the katana dies. So let's say that Reuven is married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Levi. Again, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Rachel and Leah are sisters. Now, Shimon, who's married to Leah is a minor. She's a ketana. So let's say her husband, Shimon, dies. So now, the Mishnah tells us the halacha over here is teitzei haketana mishum achos isha. Over there, Leah is free to go marry whoever she wants because her sister is married to the Yavam. And that sister's marriage to the Yavam is even stronger than her marriage was because her sister is a gedola, is a grown-up, and her sister is married deraisa. Continues the Mishnah, Meis Bala Shel Gedola. Now it takes the inverse case, which is more complicated. What if the husband of the grown woman dies? So now Reuven dies, and Rachel, who's the Gedola, falls out to Shimon. Now, Rachel had a deraisa marriage to Reuven, and Leah only has a rabbinic marriage to Shimon, because again, she was a ketana who was an orphan. Now, when Rachel falls out to Shimon in Yibum, that's a deraisa Yibum. But we have a problem. Shimon's married to her sister, Dirabana. So what do? We have three opinions here. First says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Melamdin Esa Ketana Shetimayin Bo. Rabbi Eliezer says, since we have a problem, let's teach the Ketana, in our case Leah, who's married to Shimon, to do Miyun. That will uproot their marriage, and then Shimon can go ahead and do Yibum to Rachel, because it's now as if he was never married to her sister. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Im Miena Miena, V'im Love Tamtin, Ad Shetagdil, V'teitzei Halazu Mishum Achos Isha. Rabban Gamliel is not so bothered over here because he holds that the Zika, this Yibum relationship between Rachel and Shimon, is not going to bother the marriage of Shimon to his wife Leah. Therefore, he says, if Leah happens to do Miyun, because she's a katana, so great, no problem. Then he can turn around, Shimon can turn around and do Yibum. But if she doesn't want to do Miyun, there's no reason to force her. They can stay married, because again, the Zika, this Yibum relationship between Shimon and Leah's sister Rachel, is not something which bothers the marriage. So therefore, v'im lav tamti na chetagdil. Therefore, if she doesn't want to do any miyun, so that she should wait until she grows up. And once she grows up and she has a deraisa marriage to Shimon, so then v'teitzeh halazu, the other woman Rachel is free to go mishum achoz isha. The whole yibum is gone because the zika is gone because now Shimon is married to her sister deraisa. Interestingly, so Rabbi Akiva Eger points out over here, if in Rabban Gamliel we're not worried that the Zika of Shimon to Rachel does not affect or does not bother his marriage to Leah, so why does she have to wait until she gets older? Why can't they just act like a married couple now? So he says that even though that's true, but since any bia, any physical relation between the two would not release the sister Rachel from her Zika, because it wouldn't be deraisa yet, so it's not so nice to do such a thing. Therefore, she should wait until she gets older. But she's allowed to wait, and she's allowed to later get married to her, because the fact that she is going to be marrying the yavam of her sister is not a problem. In Rabban Gamliel, in Rabbi Eliezer, it was. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer said, we have to teach the katana to do miyun. The third opinion is Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Ilo al Ishto, v'ilo al Eshes Achiv. I here means oi. Rabbi Yoshua says, oi to the one for his wife, and oi to him again on the wife of his brother. Motzi es Ishto beget, v'eshes Achiv b'chalitza. Rabbi Yeshua says he has to get rid of his wife with a get. So Shimon is going to have to divorce his wife Leah with a get, because Rabbi Yeshua holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Zika between Shimon and Rachel is something which bothers Shimon's marriage to Rachel's sister Leah. Therefore, he has to get rid of his wife with a get. And he has to get rid of the wife of his brother with a chalitza, because he cannot go ahead and do Yibum to the sister of his divorcee. Rabbi Yeshua, the difference between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, the first opinion is that Rabbi Yeshua does not like to teach how to do Miyun. He doesn't think it's proper to teach to do Miyun, that a person rather should stay far away from doing Miyun. Rabbi Eliezer was very happy to teach to do Miyun, and was more happy to take that track. And again, Rabban Gamliel argues on both, because he does not see there as being a problem of the Yibum relationship, the Zika between Shimon and Rachel, as bothering Shimon's marriage, his current marriage with Rachel's sister Leah. Those are the three opinions in the last case. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin.